To review the war news, U.S. and British forces launched new air and ground attacks today against the Iraqi Republican Guard forces protecting Baghdad. The full-scale ground assault on Baghdad could come in a few days. The heaviest ground fighting so far occurred near the city of Najaf, south of Baghdad. The United States said about 500 Iraqi troops died in that fighting. But Iraqi forces are having some success with guerrilla tactics. They have disabled two U.S. tanks with makeshift rocket launchers. Philip Smucker is with the 1st Battalion, 5th Regiment of the 1st Marine Division, about 100 miles from Baghdad. He is reporting for the Christian Science Monitor. Philip, anything else you can tell us about operations of the 1st Marines?
There's three columns coming up in the direction of Baghdad. We're the spearhead in the middle, and we're going down an uncompleted highway directly towards Baghdad. So far, there's been fighting, but it's been mostly artillery battles. And it's difficult for the Iraqis to mount a defense on this road because there are not a lot of population centers, whereas there are larger population centers on the other two roads. I suppose that this strategy has been chosen for the Marines because they can shoot right into Baghdad and probably spearhead the attack. Although obviously it's not clear when we'll get there or when the attack could start.
Are you still on the move, or are you waiting at some point for the signal to go in?
We're on the move. There have been some artillery duels ahead of us. We're all about equidistant from the city of Baghdad, and I believe this would be the first line of Iraqi defense. We'll see how long it holds, and then there are supposed to be several more lines further in towards Baghdad.
What would determine the signal to go for the final assault?
Well, the commanders I've spoken to believe that it's more likely to be a siege initially. They're going to wait for the heavy armor to get up to the city, and they're going to wait until everything's intact, and they're going to conduct this attack on their time, as we've been told. The British have already initiated a strategy of surround and wait and see if there's going to be an internal uprising. I suppose that we'll probably see the same tactic initially as far as Baghdad goes, but they're going to move such massive armor into place that when they do go in, they'll be certainly well-armed to complete the task.
Well, they've already seen some action. It was yesterday that the 1st Marines pushed through on Nasiriya, crossed the Euphrates River, and moved north. How did they respond to the action there?
This column's been moving ahead now for 3 days since the major clash, and they're very concerned. There's been a news blackout for the soldiers, the Marines, and they don't really know what's become of the prisoners. There's a great concern for what's happened to them, but obviously the Marine Corps is a very tight organization and very concerned about every individual.
There also has to be concerned of a possible chemical or biological attack as they get closer to Baghdad.
Yeah, you remember the original theory was use 'em or lose 'em. I think NATO Supreme Commander Wesley Clark was saying that he thought they'd use them quickly. And the British were telling me all along that they didn't think that Saddam Hussein would use his chemical weapons until the last moment when he was desperate. So we'll have to see who's right. Obviously, if they don't use chemical weapons, it raises the possibility that they never had many in the first place, which then puts the very premise of this war and conflict into question.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
Philip Smucker is with the Christian Science Monitor, traveling with the 1st Battalion, 5th Regiment of the 1st Marine Division, about 100 miles from Baghdad.